How long did it take till you got back to normal, some sort of normal in your old home?
I don't think we ever get back to normal. I don't think we ever get back to normal. Never back to normal, as you say, as normal. Mm-hmm. But we just managed to do something there.
What about then, your education, Maya?
And then that's what I want to tell you. And after that, since there was not enough Jewish children, there was no Jewish school anymore, so I had to take, because I lost 1 year of education while we were away in the Holocaust, where they took us into the, deported us to this slave labor camp. I lost 1 year, and then when we went back, we had a special course, so it made an exam, and then we managed to get into the church school. There was not state school yet, it was still a school which run by the Church of, well, like a Church of Scotland, something similar,
a Protestant, Hungarian.
Reformed Church. Yes, and then they had their school girls, gymnasium they called it, and then for boys, so I went to the girls' school. So I didn't really last year, because the 1 year what I lost during the Holocaust, I made an exam so I could manage to join to the same, the group, the same age in the school. And then I just went on, education went on normal, and there was only 3 Jewish children in the class, in my class in that school. And then there was 8, when I was 18, 17, 18, I was matriculated. And then after I went to the university, and by this time, it was read out that the communist system was in Hungary, and then we were told in the communist system. And then 1956 started the trouble, the Hungarian uprising, when a lot of children, or a lot of people, a lot of especially students, were very unhappy that they could get literature from every country, but they wasn't allowed, we didn't get visa, wasn't allowed to go to travel like other people travels in the free world. And they were very unhappy about it. And then the Hungarian uprising started in 1956, in October.
Can I just stop you for a minute? That's from the end of the war to the uprising, that's 11 years. But in that 11 years, you graduated, you went out to work, you got married, yes?
Tell me a bit more about that. I finished the school, and I went to university, and I met my husband, who was already a lecturer in the medical school. And then it was a custom in the communist system that in 1st of May, we used to march and celebrate the May Day, and then that's where I met my husband. And then after that, where we got married, and then 56, when the uprising, where we didn't want to go out, and especially my husband didn't want to leave Hungary. And then his professor was encouraging him and told him, just go, because young people has no future in this country any longer, just go.